close your eyes as you give yourself this opportunity to simply relax. The thought of relaxing, the sense.
Well, we haven't played too much of that because you said it actually can be dangerous because people listening at home can start to feel relaxed just listening to you there.
It's more a case if people are, we always say to people, if you're driving or operating machinery, then you need to be very focused on what you're doing because that's the safest thing to do. Hypnosis itself obviously isn't dangerous because it's a normal, natural thing. It's more about finding the place, the right time to kind of zone out into, you know, go inside into that relaxed place.
Hi, my name's Dan Regan, and I'd like to thank you for visiting the website.
It's got to be at least 35 to 40 years that I have suffered with a phobia around needles and a phobia around blood. I could just not at all talk about it. I would literally freak, I would go pale, and often, with no word of a lie, I would just pass out.
And what is it exactly that you're doing? Are you rewiring people's brains?
To an extent, I mean, people do refer to it as reprogramming because it's like having, when people can see me, they've learned to do things in a particular way. The more we do them, the more automatic they become, the more we think of, that's how I do these kind of things. So I feel anxious in these situations, I can't go and do those presentations, whatever those kind of areas are. And it's about, I always describe it to people, like it's a bit like having an old kind of program running on a hard drive in their heads, if you like. It keeps running and running until we go in there and we update it with something more useful. And while it's running in the old way, it stops them kind of living how they want to. They feel frustrated, anxious, angry, all those kind of things. So we go in there, we update it so that everything runs a lot more smoothly. They feel calmer, they can learn new things and move forward.
About 2 years ago, I had massive confidence issues. Over kind of relationship breakups, with issues with work. I was in a kind of very, very dark place at that time. I couldn't see any way out of where I was, and a friend recommended Dan to me.
So. How have you helped people here in the past then, Dan?
So the main thing that I help people with are things like overcoming anxiety, ending panic attacks, boosting confidence. For example, I had someone recently, he was a guy in his 20s, and because his anxiety and his panic was so strong, he hadn't left his house for 6 months. So the first time I went to see him, I needed to go to his house because, you know, he couldn't even go a quarter of a mile down the road just to come and have a chat with me. A few sessions later, we've been able to get rid of all that anxiety, doesn't suffer with panic attacks anymore, he's completely calm, and he goes out every single day. We can let all the stresses, the strains, the worries, the issues, all those other things you no longer need to think about.